Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I be of assistance today?
Yes, I was trying to do my claim, and it said that I couldn't finish it online, that I had to call.
What is it, a weekly certification or a actual filing of a claim?
It was, I think, recertification and stuff. I thought it just said I had to redo a new claim.
Okay. May I have your social, please?
424-27-6806.
Can you repeat that one more time?
424-27-6806.
May I have your first and last name, please?
Courtney Pennington.
Thank you. I see that you have an expired claim. So this would be a completely new claim. Do you happen to have a middle initial?
L.
And can you verify your date of birth?
10/29/80.
Okay.
I mean, I might not be able to do
yourself...
nothing, but I knew I needed...
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I might not be able to get nothing, but I was just... I knew I needed to have a waiting period, too, so I didn't know what all I needed to do.
Well,
I just know my hours were cut, like, in half last week, so I was like, okay, I know I'm still trying to do it, but I've had a fraud thing on mine twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't know what's going on. I didn't ever hear back from the lady, so I didn't claim anything else.
I got you. So, let's see. What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduated high school.
And can you confirm your driver's license number for me?
658-9717.
How would you like your payment option, direct deposit or the benefits card?
I own the card.
One moment.
Thank you.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card. And payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once the claim is approved.
Sounds
by
right.
law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account.
Okay.
The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 net charge after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees, the other card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, an international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how this card is used. See the form for disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for the FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find the details and conditions for all these services. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
May I have your address, please?
910 Mohawk Lane in Cherokee. 356.6.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
In another state?
Yes.
No, sir.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance? That's like
no.
a hurricane. Okay. And what was the last day that you worked?
Let's see. I worked Friday, but I only worked a few hours. The way our job is, we go to different stores, Dollar Generals, and do different resets, but it's slow between November and February, so your hours are basically cut. You usually get 40 to 50, and maybe you're hoping you get 20 at some point.
Okay,
you don't.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. Our business is just picking up as the Dollar General's made the work done.
How many miles are you willing to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Hopefully our hours will be back within the next week or two.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
10.
May I have your job title?
Merchandiser.
Let's see. May I have the phone number for your employer?
I can give you my district manager's number.
Okay. That works as well.
Okay. 256-339-6963.
Thank you. And may I have your employment start date, please?
Oh, geez. June 1st of 2020.
May I have the city and state, please?
It's here in Cherokee, Alabama.
Okay, Cherokee.
Mm-hmm. They have different districts, so I just use the district I'm in, which is mine.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And what is the reason you're no longer working?
Just our time got cut because of the full time of the year.
You are still working a little bit, correct?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, so this would be partial.
Okay.
Working part time.
Yes.
And are you working?
Our hours back.
Yes, ma'am. Are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes.
Did you request a reduction in hours?
No.
Were you hired to work part-time only?
No.
Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay, and your PIN number, whenever you're ready, I can provide that to you.
Okay.
It is 0.
Okay. Okay.
6.
Okay.
8.
Okay.
0.
All right. I got it.
Okay, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. You must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, though. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers in your area or log in at Alabama works.alabama.gov and update your online resume. If failure to do so, we'll result in interruption of your benefits.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file over the phone number is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but never on Saturday. Make your first certification either by phone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have any questions about the information, please call 800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions at this time?
When I start getting my hours back, I just don't claim anything, correct?
I mean, you can do that, or you can just continue claiming. I mean, you can do either one. But I would assume that if you start claiming your claiming, it'll give you a break, which will kind of close the claim anyway. So it doesn't really matter which one you would do.
Okay, good deal. Because I know in like the end of November, first December, I'll start doing it again because that's when our time really, you get maybe 8 hours a week, and you know that ain't enough to do nothing with.
Right.
So, but all right, thank you so very much. And happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.